Catherine Wasserman Davis died at the age of 106 on Tuesday. She took up both painting and kayaking in her 90s, the latter she sometimes shared with Poughkeepsie-based Scenic Hudson president Ned Sullivan along the Hudson and other rivers.
For the last dozen or so years, I would get a call once or twice a year, and Catherine would say she wanted to get out on the river. So we would line up the kayaks, and up and down the river she would kayak, exploring places that she loved, seeing new beauties, seeing places that she thought we could make improvements.
Sullivan says he recalls last kayaking with her in the fall when Davis was 105.
We launched from many places, from Cold Spring numerous times so that she could get out and see Storm King Mountain, from down in Peekskill, and most recently we got out and explored from the Catherine Davis Riverwalk Center in Sleepy Hollow and went up the Pocantico River. And we saw great blue heron and osprey, and she just relished the day.
He also recalls that she not only loved the Hudson River, but invested her time and resources to its preservation and public access. When Davis turned 100, she donated $20 million to Scenic Hudson, the noted environmental group, to enable the preservation of land along the Hudson River.
We were able to purchase properties with the funds she provided. We were able to create a wonderful river center in Sleepy Hollow. It was a dilapidated bathhouse.
It's the Catherine W. Davis Riverwalk Center, which opened in 2011. Sullivan says there's also a new park on the riverfront in Terrytown, also in Westchester, where Davis was a resident. The park was once the contaminated site of an asphalt plant. And as Sullivan points out, Davis was a crusader for peace and often traveled the globe, meeting with world leaders. Also, when she turned 100 in 2007, Davis created 100 Projects for Peace, a program that awards $10,000 to student initiatives aimed at promoting universal understanding.
And I remember being in Washington, D.C. with her when she received the Woodrow Wilson Award and stood up before the entire diplomatic corps of Washington and challenged them to wage peace, not war. I'll never forget that, and it's one of her lasting legacies.
MJ Martin is Director of Outreach and Development at Garrison-based Hudson Highlands Land Trust, where Davis's grandson, Chris Davis, is chairman. Here's Martin.
Catherine Davis was a supporter of HHLT, and obviously she passed on her strong belief in environmentalism and land conservation to her grandson, and we're very fortunate to have him as the leader of our organization.
Davis graduated from Wellesley College, earned her master's degree at Columbia University, and earned her Ph.D. in international relations from the University of Geneva. She was married to Shelby Davis, a well-known investor and former U.S. ambassador to Switzerland. Catherine Davis died at her home in Florida. She was 106. Recently asked by one of her great-grandchildren to name her favorite day, she instantly replied, "Tomorrow." Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.